Shakespeare on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page on the dossier on Demetrius.
I'd groped my way to the end of the labyrinth at last. I had Demetrius cornered, and this time there was no way he could escape. I'd put the affair as I knew it together, and I'd come up with two answers. The Gestapo loot that motivated the whole thing was hidden in Bookman's sanatorium, and Demetrius had killed too many men to let it go now. He would come for it, I told myself, and I was right. After I was thrown off the case at MI5, I knew Demetrius would never come near the sanatorium while it was guarded. He couldn't, so we had to get rid of the Scotland Yard chaps. And the moment they left the way clear, I collected Cutts, Ridgway, Mitchell and Bonnet and headed for the sanatorium. I didn't want Demetrius to get there first. Well, it was about 4 a.m. when we broke in and found Yachty Bloom there and overheard his telephone call to Demetrius. The temptation was immense, but I had to let Yachty go. I had to. I just had to. With 5 of us there and Yachty alone, I had to let him go.
Let me take him.
Let him go.
But Major Key.
There he goes. Through the window. Can you see him, Cutts?
He's sticking to the shrubbery. God, chase me off, Fanny Major. Don't let the bloke go.
Just a minute. Make sure he's definitely off. I can't sight him. You, Ridgway?
No. Not enough moon.
All right. Let's get away from this window, then. Well, look here, you fellows. You heard what he said to Demetrius on the phone, didn't you?
Oh, but to get our hands on him. Remember that knife I got in my back here?
You can pay him for the knife tomorrow night. Now, listen to me, all of you. Yachty said on the phone, the house is empty, it's no trap. He wanted to take the loot away tonight, but Demetrius insisted that they wait. He'll be here tomorrow night, and he won't be alone. They'll walk straight into our hands.
Oh, but blimey, Major. Why aren't we following Yachty now? He'd lead us straight to wherever Demetrius is this blinking minute.
Use your block, Cutts. He's bound to have a car, and ours is tucked away in a back lane. And another thing. If we show our hands, do you imagine Demetrius would come near the place? Yachty told him there was no trap. He'll act on that. If we'd grabbed Yachty, if we'd tailed Yachty, and he'd caught sight of us, they'd know at once that...
Oh, right to know, Kim. Had to let him go.
Yeah, but it fair set me hackles up. Yachty Bloom. The bloke what's murdered 5 people since this business started.
Tomorrow night, Cutts. They're certain to make a fight of it.
Yeah, and will they get one? Well, what do we do now, Major?
Well, Yachty went through the house for us. He saved us that trouble. What we have to do is keep quiet and out of sight. They'll certainly have someone keeping an eye on the house. If we do any coming or going, it'll have to be before morning, before there's any light. So I suggest we get to work and see if we can find where the loot's hidden.
Oh, there are only about 30 rooms in the place. It shouldn't be any trouble at all. Yeah.
We're not going to get far by torchlight.
That's a point.
Might be as well to wait till morning. Well, I can think of one thing we can find without much light.
What's that?
Where Rudolph Bookman kept his grog. I could do with a drink.
Well, whatever you do, keep absolutely quiet.
Oh, definitely no roistering. Come on, Cutts, Mitchell. Let's see what we can find.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Fire away. But stay on call. We still don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, it feels odd in a strange house like this. Wonder if burglars have any trouble with it.
It's Hady here. Keane hasn't returned, and the 3 hours you told me to wait are up. Have you learned anything?
Yachty made a reconnaissance at the sanatorium. When they took off the police, I've no idea, but the house and grounds are deserted and empty.
Then why don't you get the booty now?
I've just had to beat it into Yachty's head. At this hour of the night, anything can go wrong.
Oh. Tomorrow night, then. But what about me? When do I join you?
We're using the taxi. taxi cab and the ambulance tomorrow. You must make an opportunity to ring here during the day when we'll have the details worked out. But I hope to have you at the sanatorium with us so we can get the cabin trunk with the loot into the ambulance, drive straight to the boat and leave at once.
Yes. Yes, that would be best.
It'll be a matter of timing. We'll have Gonski driving the cab, and if all goes well, you'll be able to step straight into it with no chance of them following you. But you must stay there at Keene's flat until nightfall, tomorrow night at least. I want to know every move Keene makes as far as possible.
I'm doing my best.
I'll get some sleep now. We'll need all our resources tomorrow if anything goes wrong. But nothing will. Nothing will go wrong. Good night, Eddie.
If only I could be so sure. Where is Keene? If I were made of ice, I couldn't sleep tonight. Where's Gregory Keene?
What have you got there, Cuts?
Hold the torch. Scotch.
Oh, jolly dear. Give me a glass. Ah. Well, here's to Rudolph Bookman. May his tribe increase. Good drinking liquor, that's what I say. Where's Keene?
The Major's in Bookman's study, Mr. Ridgway.
Listen, you remember soon after you and Keene picked me up tonight, when we were on our way to Bloomsbury to dig Mitchell?
Yes.
I couldn't help getting that remark you made about Hedy Bergner. You know, when you asked Keene if she knew where we were going or what was up?
What about it?
A few days ago, you said you had a stunt in mind to make her give herself away. Well?
It's on my mind right now, Mr. Ridgway. But I'll have to get out of the sanatorium to work it.
What's the idea, exactly?
Well, suppose I was to go to Miss Bergner and say, Major Keene's at the Bookman Sanatorium hunting about for a clue. And he wants you to...
Yes, what is it, Cutts?
See the time, sir? 6:15.
So what?
Colonel Fentress will be expecting me on the embankment round about 9, sir. Well, I don't turn up. Do you think it might start him thinking?
I don't see why it should.
Well, he could still be checking on Jerry Fagan's story, and he might find a few holes in it. And if he did, Inspector Frayne and the Yard blokes would be back here like a shot.
Well, I don't see if there's anything we can do about that. It's a chance we have to take.
It'd be better if I was there with the Colonel with me ear to the ground, as it were, sir.
Yes. Yes, you might be right, Cutts.
Yes. Well, sir, I was thinking. If I was to skip out of here now, take the car and come back the minute it's dark tonight, and if anything happens at the embankment during the day, I could let you know, like.
All right, do that. Actually, there's no sense in any of us staying here all day, except that the less moving in and out, the better.
Well, shall I push off now, sir?
Yes, but for the love of heaven, watch what you're doing.
Don't worry about me, Major. I'll see you tonight.
Right. And watch Colonel Fentress like a hawk.
Nine o'clock. Oh, how slowly can the time go, Hedy Bergner? Oh, if only tonight would come round. Is this Keene?
Good morning, miss. Mind if I come in?
Cuts? I thought it might be Major Keene.
I've just come from the Major, miss, with a message for you.
Where is he?
Well, he had a very busy night, miss, and right now he's on his way to the Bookman Sanatorium.
But isn't that the place?
That's the place, all right, miss. About this message he gave me for you. He wants you to ring him there at 10 o'clock sharp.
10 o'clock this morning?
That's right, miss.
But whatever for, and why there?
He'll be at the sanatorium for an hour or two, because he thinks he might get another lead there on Demetrius. But he does want you to ring him. Probably just wants to make sure you had a good night's sleep. And to save you looking the number up, I'll write it down for you. Here we are. Hampstead. There we are, miss. Don't mislay the card.
No. No, thank you, Cuts.
Well, I'll be getting along. Good morning, miss.
Goodbye, Cuts. I don't like this. Why is Cuts so polite to me? Oh, they're closing in. I knew Keene would be at the sanatorium. I knew it. I knew it. But I have to make the phone call to be sure. And then I must tell the others. Oh, what's happening? What's happening?
What do you make of time, Keene?
Oh, a couple of minutes to 10. Fine.
Going slowly, isn't it?
Reminds me of some times a few years ago in Normandy, you know, waiting for the order to move.
I know exactly what you mean. I hope Bookman's phone's connected.
Yachty used it last night, you ass.
Yes, but the number's been changed and the new one's not listed yet.
What are you talking about, Ridgway?
Bookman, this place, has a new number. It's not in the book yet. I just want you to fix it in your mind.
Look here. We're waiting minute by minute and you babble about
10 o'clock, but we can't answer the phone and give ourselves away, can we?
Well, What's going on, Ridgeway?
Cuts told Haiti to ring you here at 10 sharp. That's Haiti.
Are you out of your mind?
That's Haiti. Pick up the phone if you don't believe me. That's Haiti ringing you, and the number's not listed.
If the number's not listed, how could you ring here?
Cuts gave her a number.
Didn't he the name of Fortune? What's the mystery?
The number Cuts gave her isn't this number. He wrote it down for her on a card. But Keene, it wasn't this number. She didn't need to look at the card. She knows the number of the Bookman Sanatorium. She's rung it time and time again to give you away to Demetrius. She didn't look at the card. She knew the number. The number on the card's wrong, so how could she phone you unless she knew it?
No. No, I won't believe it. Do you hear me, Ridgeway? I won't believe it.
Then pick up the phone. Pick up the phone, King. That's all you have to do. Pick up the phone. Well? Let's see what your nerve's like, old boy.
If I picked up the phone and it was Haiti, then my trap for Demetrius was gone. But I had to know if it was Haiti ringing me. Once that phone was lifted, she'd know there was someone at the sanatorium and she'd get word to Demetrius. I had to think fast, and I couldn't think. My love was crashing down in ruins upon me. I knew the truth. Somewhere, somehow, I'd always expected that moment.
Does Keene lift the telephone in the Bookman Sanatorium? Listen for the next chapter in this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.